For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. As the sun comes out in South Carolina, the floodwaters are beginning to recede, but many areas will remain dangerous from ruptured streets and bridges. Also of concern are continued high waters as the rivers begin to crest from the historic storm the state endured this weekend. The authorities may be less visible on the streets of Columbia, but they are still doing heavy lifting after the storm to aid and speed the recovery. Curtis Wilson of the Richland County Sheriff's Department says teams have formed, including deputies, city police, firefighters, military, and even SLED. They are deploying personnel in boats, trucks, other vehicles, and on foot to find and help people endangered by the storm and floods.
And what they're doing is a coordinated effort, grid search, going door to door to check and see if there are any individuals who are in need of evacuation or in need of medical assistance, or if it's a recovery issue that we may have to deal with.
Much damage has been caused in the Midlands by several collapsed dams. Wilson says the Sheriff's Department has instituted a voluntary evacuation for residents in threatened areas. The department is keeping a close eye on the dams that remain.
We just want to make sure that the dams, especially in the Forest Acres areas, are safe. We've done a control release of the Beaver Dam, and that helped tremendously to release a lot of pressure off that dam. But again, we still have to be watchful. We have to be mindful. We have to be vigilant in watching these dams. We have the Rocky Creek Dam that broke. We have also the Over Creek Dam. So it's one of those things where we just have to make sure that folks are going to be safe, especially if we send them back into those areas.
Ronnie Wilson of Wilson's Tree Experts is directing a crew removing a giant fallen oak tree from a damaged house. The houses are close together on Columbia's Sunnyside Drive, and his men must be precise in removing the tree to avoid further damage.
We had to put a rope on every limb and rope every limb down. That way we got control of the limb. It goes where we want it to go. You can't just get up there and cut it, because if you get up there and just start cutting it, it'll demolish both of these houses. So you got to know what you're doing. You got to bring it down piece by piece. It's like a puzzle. You just got to bring it down piece by piece.
Wilson says he has at least 2 weeks' worth of work to help clear trees downed by the storm, and he's just one of many companies doing this.
Please continue to move across the road.
Fire Chief Aubrey Jenkins's men have been assisting in house-to-house searches and road clearings. He says the public can be a big help in the recovery by heeding a simple request.
Well, the biggest thing right now that the public can do really is just, as we've been reiterated at every press conference, just make sure they stay out of these areas, because this is a historic event for this area. So I know people like to sightsee, but, you know, we just need them to stay out of the area, let the emergency workers go out there and work and try to bring things under control.
Three shelters in Columbia will remain open at least one more night, and water is being distributed at two sites. Curtis Wilson said in the priority of cleanup and recovery, one item tops the Sheriff's Department's list.
The sheriff's priority right now is protecting lives. So that's why we're continuing these search efforts to make sure that everyone is safe and everyone is where they should be. We're looking for anyone that's missing. That is first and foremost, and that's protecting life and limb.
All men agree that much remains to be done in the coming weeks and months of recovery. The biggest virtue the public can display during that time is patience. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.